the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, July the 26th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. GOP members of the House file articles of impeachment against Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein. Also on the Thursday rundown, health advocates cheer as the feds reverse course on health care payments, and NASA is using Chesapeake Bay pollution research for satellites. First, our top story, Politico reports House conservatives filed articles of impeachment in an effort to oust Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the overseer of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Politico adds the articles filed late Wednesday by Representatives Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan, two top allies of President Trump, blast Rosenstein for what they allege was a failure to respond to congressional documents demands. Senior Justice Department officials told Politico they rejected that criticism and described historic levels of cooperation with Congress, sharing files connected to the FBI investigations of Hillary Clinton's email server and Trump campaign contacts with Russia. Meantime, the Trump administration is restarting a part of the Affordable Care Act that it slashed 2 weeks ago. Suzanne Potter reports that comes much to the relief of insurers and healthcare advocacy groups.
The feds announced Tuesday that they will allow risk adjustment payments from 2017 to go through after blocking them in early July. The program collects money from health plans that have mostly healthy patients and distributes it to health plans that take on older, sicker patients. Sean Greminger with the nonprofit Families USA says it is crucial to ensure access to health care for everyone.
It's critical that this was put in place and that it stay in place because it really is the mechanism that allows health plans to provide coverage to people with pre-existing conditions.
Earlier this year, a judge in New Mexico questioned the fairness of the program's formulas and asked for clarification. Now the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services has released an interim final rule that rectifies the problems raised in that case.
And if Obamacare, otherwise known as the Affordable Care Act, is imploding, don't tell Texas, Eric Galatis explains.
Despite confusion over recent congressional efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, shorter enrollment periods, and reduced advertising and outreach, the overall number of Texans with health coverage is on the rise, according to a new report by the Episcopal Health Foundation. Brian Sasser with the foundation says 90% of Texans with active ACA health plans currently receive federal subsidies to help lower their premium costs.
When you talk about people who actually signed up for a plan and then paid their premium in 2018, there's actually more people in Texas now who have active Affordable Care Act health insurance in 2018 than they did just 1 year ago.
Sasser says 9 out of 10 Texans who signed up for ACA coverage during open enrollment last fall activated their plan in 2018. Last year, just 78% of Texas enrollees activated plans. As a result, Sasser says the ACA now provides affordable health coverage for more than 1 million Texans.
Texas is one of 20 states that opted not to expand Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act and has the highest uninsured rate in the nation. The Montana Human Rights Network says groups opposed to Native American rights need to be labeled as hate groups. Here's Eric Tegedoff.
In a follow-up to its 2000 study, Drumming Up Resentment, the Anti-Indian Movement in Montana, the network released a report saying these groups deserve the designation from national organizations, the media, and the American public. Travis McAdam with the network says groups may be evading designation as hate groups because the movement typically is localized and not every state contains tribal nations, keeping them out of the national spotlight. He says in Montana, anti-Native American groups tend to mobilize when tribes take action to assert their legal sovereignty.
Then a lot of times you see this organized backlash where you start to see both established anti-Indian groups and then sometimes more kind of local-based opposition pop up.
McAdam says Montana groups such as the Citizens Equal Rights Alliance fit the Southern Poverty Law Center's definition of a hate group by attacking or maligning a class of people. The alliance says it isn't a hate group and that its goal is to defend the constitutional rights of both Native and non-Native people.
McAdam says this movement often paints Native Americans as a people of the past, clouding the perception of tribes as they exist today and making it harder to discuss some of the modern challenges they face. And finally, Tramell Gomes tells us this summer researchers used Chesapeake Bay as a testing location to better understand air pollution over water.
Researchers have conducted extensive studies on air pollution and smog on land, but looking at air pollution over water and at a vertical level presents challenges. That's why this summer researchers chose Hart Miller Island in Chesapeake Bay as a firm place to study air pollution on and above the coast. In addition to determining what happens to the emissions of power plants, cars, and other pollutants, the studies also will have an expanded use, according to John Sullivan, a research scientist at NASA's Goddard Space and Light Center.
We're also moving into a regime here in NASA where we'll be launching an air quality satellite that will be able to provide much more information spatially and temporally.
Sullivan says the results of the data gathered will be useful to the satellite with modeling and in other ways, since the technology also has difficulties looking for pollution gradients on the coast.
Now that the study is complete at the bay, Sullivan says the group will look to accomplish another full observation next year with an area around Long Island Sound. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for News and Cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.